Here's a quick shortwave radio primer so you can tune along at home. First, get a good reference book like the World Radio TV Handbook or Passport to World Band Radio. They've got station schedules and a radio buying guide. Expect to spend at least $100 for a shortwave-worthy receiver. A digital frequency readout is a must. That old analog shortwave radio you found in the attic will work, but the ability to know exactly where you're tuned will make it a lot easier to find stations. The main thing about shortwave radio is its reach. A mere twist of the dial or punch of the button can take you from China to Africa. Between 3 and 30 megahertz, there are 14 shortwave bands, often referred to in meters. They're packed with international and domestic broadcasters. To find stations, check above 11 megahertz during the day and below 16 megahertz at night. It's also a good idea just to tune around and explore. Shortwave reception conditions are constantly changing. During the day, the 19-meter band is a good place to hang out. Start at the top of the band at 15695 kHz and slowly drift down the dial. Several high-powered African and Middle Eastern domestic stations can be easily heard in Eastern North America and beyond. Africa number 1 broadcast from Gabon on 15475 kHz, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, when it's early evening in West Africa. Then move down to 15345 kHz. For a few moments, feel at one with the cab drivers in Tangier, Morocco, who are also listening to RTV Marocain. Then keep going all the way down to the bottom of the band to 15,000 kHz and synchronize your watches with the rest of the world.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time. National Institute of Standards and Technology Time, this is radio station WWB, Fort Collins, Colorado, broadcasting on internationally allocated standards.
When it's 0 hours UTC, it's 8 p.m. in New York City. The lower bands become usable, and loud signals boom in on 31 and 49 meters.
From studios in Hilversum, Holland, this is the Dutch International Service, Radio Netherlands, broadcasting on shortwave and satellite.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
Broadcasting from Cuba, free territory in the Americas.
These are the external services, the official voice of a nation. They want to persuade you, insult you, entertain you, or at least get you to come to their country and spend some money.
For those interested in an ecological vacation, the Aguas Claras International Villa, located in the westernmost province of Pinar del Río, is one of the best nature destinations on the island. Radio Havana, Cuba's Damian Rafael reports.
Who listens to this stuff? In the U.S., it's a melange of expatriates, iconoclasts, and news junkies.
This is London.
In other parts of the world, shortwave can be the only way to get outside news. When former Russian Premier Mikhail Gorbachev was under house arrest, he had to tune to the BBC World Service to find out what was going on in his own country.
The North American service of Radio Moscow, operating in the 19, 25, and 31 meter bands.
In the 1970s, when I first listened to shortwave stations like Radio Moscow, I heard a radically different point of view than I was getting from the U.S. media.
The capitalist economy of the United States will never again be able to attain new heights. It is now on the road of decline.
Time and again, the Soviet Union has given convincing proof that it is ready to light not only a small candle, but a big bonfire of friendship and mutual understanding.
I was fascinated by this kind of rhetoric. Soon I could talk about crushing imperialism better than anyone else in my junior high.
The Soviet Union is already producing more coal, iron, manganese, chromium ore, nickel, peat, locomotives, freight cars, grain combines.
A little of this goes a long way. A second opinion is just down the dial.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
The Voice of America has been on the air since the early days of World War II. They broadcast in 53 languages, including something that sounds like an old comedy sketch. The Slow Talkers of America.
Special English on the Voice of America. I'm Richard Rail, reporting from Washington. Russia has accepted help from Britain and Norway in its efforts to rescue 118 sailors from the nuclear submarine Kursk on the bottom of the Barents Sea.
After an evening of news and opinion, tune down to the refuge of the tropical bands. Here on 60 and 90 meters, the stations are almost all broadcasting to local audiences in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. The programs are basic, mostly music and light chat. In remote areas of Peru, the shortwave scene is unusually active, and listeners there rely on comunicados. These are paid messages, anything from birthday greetings to business transactions. It's radio at its most elemental. This is the magic of shortwave radio. Straining to hear through the static, listening to the sounds of people going about their lives. The world still feels big and far away. For On the Media, I'm David Gorin in Brooklyn, New York.